Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country, schools are all back in session. So I have a pop quiz for all of you today. Which reality shows are the following individuals on? Snooki, Tamar, Nick Cannon, and Kirk Franklin. Answers in a few minutes. Hello, everyone. It is so good to be back on the air. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I am your host, Teresa Banks, and I am so happy to be talking with you again today. You know, when I started doing this show months ago, I said it wouldn't just be about publishing and books, and I've tried to keep to that promise. So here today, I'm talking on a subject matter that I think is really interesting in being the title of reality shows. Now, I have to tell you, I've had a lot of friends and family say to me, why do you even watch reality shows? What is it all about? And, you know, for a lot of us, after you've worked an 8-hour day, 10-hour day, 12-hour day, or if you just need a break from whatever your schedule may be, you need a little fluff. And to me, in regards to reality shows, it represents getting some of that fluff. So I enjoy them. There are some shows I kind of don't like and other shows I love. So I will be talking about a number of shows today. But before I sink my teeth into this subject matter, let me give you the answers to the pop quiz that I started with in regards to the intro. The question was, which reality shows are the following individuals on? And then I gave you four different names. The first name was Snooki. And, of course, we always hear Snooki on different programs, different shows. And if you watch the show she's on, then you already know the title, and it's Jersey Shore. The next name I gave you was Tamar. Tamar happens to be the sister of Toni Braxton, and the show that she's on is Braxton Family Values. And then the next name that I offered up was Nick Cannon, and Nick is the host of America's Got Talent. And the last name that I mentioned was Mr. Kirk Franklin. He is the host of Sunday's Best. So I'm going to take a few seconds of a musical break just to get a little water. Still battling this cold, but I think it's almost gone. And then when I come back, I'll talk about some of these different shows that I kind of don't like and that I like. I'll be back in a few seconds. Okay, see, that didn't take too long. You know, there are so many folks that believe soap operas were the original reality shows, and personally, I'm not buying it. You know, when you think about soap operas, there's just way too much fiction for those to be considered like reality shows. Reality shows are truly based more on real life, And no doubt 100% of reality shows is not totally nonfiction. I certainly don't believe that, but the programs are definitely more true to life. Now, there are different types of reality shows that are out there. There are animal shows. I'm sure you've probably seen them, like when sharks attack. There are long-running shows like Cops that seems like it's just been on forever. And then there are shows with just everyday people that have different contestants that are on them that seem to have some kind of common theme. And the theme may be something like thousands try out across the country, various states. And they all have some kind of sob story. I shouldn't say all, but a lot of them have a sob story of how they grew up, how they were raised as kids, or some tragic event that happened to them. So we really start buying into not only their act, but who they are as people. And then they're weaned down by the judges. I mean, we go from thousands to maybe like 20 or 40. And then after that, America or some country, because I know Europe has a show that they do, several shows that they do as well. But then the audience gets to decide, the viewing audience, of who should win on that particular show. So the contestant type reality shows, I think, are something else. And then, honey, oh goodness, we have the celebrity reality shows, right? And they could be shows, like I mentioned, the one that Snooki is on, Jersey Shore. And I have to say something about that show. I don't know if it's that I'm too grown to watch it, but I honestly just don't get it. And I don't know what it is. You know, even when I think back of when I was in my 20s, I didn't do all the partying and cursing and just kind of wild lifestyle that they're doing. And it's not that I'm totally knocking them for doing it because they are young. But I apologize, guys that are on Jersey Shore, those of you that may love the show. But to me, they do it in such a stupid way that it's almost hard to watch it and enjoy it. And I'm going to give you an example because I actually watched the last program. And I thought, okay, maybe I'm giving them a bum rap. You know, they're in Italy now. Maybe they're a little different. Maybe I should watch it and check it out. So, okay, I watched one of the last episodes that was recently taped. And you have the gentleman, I think his name is Mike. Don't totally believe me on this because I kind of half watch it, but I think his name is Mike, who's better known as The Situation. And he was laying around, moping around, sitting around in a neck brace, and supposedly he had some kind of fight with Ronnie. And throughout the show, you're watching them going to clubs, cursing different people out, fussing, even at a priest on the street who's commenting about their attire. And you're listening to Snooki's boyfriend tell her about her bad behavior. And overall, I'm thinking to myself, you know, Lord knows I love my share of reality shows, but where's the substance here? I'm sorry. You know, where's the substance? In the end of the show, by the end of the show, what have we learned? Have we learned anything? How to be better partiers? How to hang out? How to maybe do something different? I mean, it seems like there's like no lesson learned. And perhaps, again, it's just me. Maybe it's not made for me. Maybe I'm way too old to even be watching it. Maybe that's why I can't enjoy it. So I think those of you that love Jersey Shore, continue to love it, continue to enjoy it, but that's not a program I'm going to watch anytime again soon. Another show, another celebrity type show, is The Kardashians, and that's a famous one that you hear talked about a whole lot. And honestly, I've tried to watch that show, and I have never made it all the way through one show. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know why. I can barely make it to the first commercial, so I can't even share with you a lot that's going on. It just feels so self-absorbed in regards to those that are in the show, whether it be Kim or Khloe or whomever, and I just can't even watch it. And then the last celebrity-type show that I wanted to mention today, there's so many out there, I can't obviously name them all within a 30-minute program, But one that I've checked out is Braxton Family Values. And I thought initially from the title here would be a show that would express, you know, a lot of family values and a lot of information and detail on maybe how celebrities live their life and do it in a positive way. And it just felt so snooty and snotty, primarily, I think, because of Tamar. And I'm so tired of the lines where they end with .com. You're giving me a headache, .com. Shut up, .com. I mean, it just gets old for a while, and you're married to a husband who seems to be able to have the ability to give you everything, and it just doesn't feel like you appreciate anything. And Tony, who tells us of her various ailments and health issues, comes across as the big sister know-it-all. So that show is just hard to appreciate. And in the end, by the time I'm done watching that and the Kardashians and Jersey Shore and some of these other reality programs that are on MTV and other stations, I'm thinking, wow, you know, what's the point to all of this? That these celebrities are trying to show us what our money has helped them buy, because certainly this is not the type of entertaining programming that we should be watching. So, again, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm old-fashioned and I'm missing something. If so, you'll have to all drop me an email and tell me what I'm missing, and maybe I'll grow up and learn a little bit. But those three are not on my dial to watch again. But I will tell you after another quick break the shows that I will keep watching. I'll be right back. Hanging in there with me, this is your host again, Teresa Banks, and you are listening to LSEC Publishing Radio, and I'm talking about the subject matter today of reality shows. And before that last musical break, I was talking about some of the programs I don't really care for as much, and I was trying to define some of the different types of reality shows that are out there. Now, there are some shows that I have to tell you that I truly do enjoy watching, and there's a number of them. One of them is American Idol, and it's hard almost not to love this particular show, because here you have a program where they are searching for this diamond in the rough that knows how to sing their butt off, and they look to bring them on a program where in the end they could be this great musical talent. And, of course, American Idol has had their controversies in the past with the types of people that have been chosen, the types of musical songs that they've sung. But in the end, this show has produced a number of different talents, and I just love it. And I have loved it ever since Simon was on, and ever since they've even changed up now to J-Lo. And I'm one who watches it later. I don't watch too much of it in the beginning when they're trying to wean the talent out, as I mentioned earlier on, that the judges often do. I don't need to see all that casting and the people who really should not sing, and someone needs to probably sit them down and let them know that they can't. But I love it towards the end when the judges have chosen those that they believe can make it, and we learn why. Now, another reality show that I really enjoy is America's Got Talent, and I don't know if you watched the show this week, but it was just amazing. You had acts on there like Silhouettes, the group of kids that perform kind of in the shadows behind a screen, and they do different figures, anywhere from letters to spell words to almost like a painting that they're setting. And then you had another group, I believe they were called Illuminate, and the whole studio went dark, and they did their setting kind of like a computerized musical dance act, and I thought they did a really great job. And then there was another gentleman on that actually won, and I know I'm going to blow it on his name. I think it was Lundu or Landu, and he was one that had the type of background where he was a car washer. And, honey, I cried. I teared all up. I was so happy for him. And he was just singing his heart out and doing such a beautiful job at it. And I wish him all the success in the world. But America's Got Talent is one of those shows where you don't know what you're going to see. Maybe a magician, could be a gentleman who was on a few weeks ago that stacked up different objects on the floor that flipped down like dominoes. And you will just see anything and everything, swords, swallowers, jugglers. And in the end, you don't know if it'll be someone who can sing, like Frank Sinatra, like the gentleman who just won, or someone who can work a puppet, like the first person that won the show ever. But it's interesting to see the kind of talents that Americans do have and what they portray on the show. Now, a couple of other shows I want to tell you about that I enjoy watching. The next one would be America's Top Model, created by Miss Tyra Banks. Now, here you have our youthful people. They're on the show. They've always wanted to model. That's their thing. And you're wondering, what are they going to do now for modeling? And I give Tyra so much credit because she's very creative, and she's also sharing with them such a reality of what they have to expect going forward if they were to really get into this. And you see her having to pose anywhere from underwater all the way into like a simulation skydiving type tubing. And then the part I love is towards the end when there's only a few girls left and they have to go on these go-sees. And they could be typically outside the country, or even I think there was one time they were in L.A. trying to go from one agency to the next to model some clothes and get feedback from the individuals that want to see them. So I think Tyra does a wonderful job with that show. Now, just a few other shows that I watch. One of them is a newer program called Born to Dance. And that show is really interesting. It's not that creative to me, maybe because I've watched too many reality shows at this point. But it's still really interesting to see different dancers that are trying to get their talent out there and become a part of a troupe, if you will. But I don't know if this is the type of reality show that will be on for years to come. This one doesn't seem to have staying power, at least to me. So we'll see. We will see if that show will prove me wrong. Now, another one that's out there, Dancing with the Stars. Now, that's one I really don't get that too much into. I really don't care whether or not stars can dance or not. A lot of them tend to have a talent that they're great at. It could be playing football, could be acting, and they are just lousy at dancing. So I will typically watch that show if some celebrity's on it that I really want to see. Like, I loved it when Wendy was on. It was so cute, even though she was a little klutzy. It was great to see her on the program and to see that type of celebrity on the program. And I'm going to watch the upcoming one that will have Chaz Bono on it. I can't wait to see that. So that particular show is one where I'll tune in, tune out, depending on the celebrity. Now, there's two more I want to talk about, and then I'm going to tell you my all-time favorite, and I'm going to tell you about one I don't know if I'm going to watch or not. Now, the next I want to talk about, Sunday's Best, again with the host Kirk Franklin, is just outstanding. And here you have something kind of like American Idol, where you're trying to find that person out there that can sing. But, of course, the music genre is gospel. And I love the show. I just think it's too fast-paced. I mean, if it took, for example, a year to pull together American Idol, it feels like Sunday's Best is done in like a month. It's just too compressed for me. And even as each contestant is singing, it doesn't seem like they have that long to even sing and showcase their talent. So I hope that that's a show that will stay on a long time and that anyone who is sponsoring it will recognize what it's truly doing and will give it more time to stretch it out, because it's really good. It's really a great program and definitely uplifting. And then another show I want to tell you about that I watched recently that's a newer show is The Voice. And I think the concept is really good to train those that have the vocal talent, but I think it's too predictable of a show. I mean, I knew almost from week one who would win that show in the end, and I think there's too much focus on the celebrities. Why are they dancing? Why are they singing with the individuals that are the talent? Why are they even doing so much with it? So I think it needs to be less about the celebrities and more about the talent, and then they may be on to something. Now, the very last two programs I want to talk about, my all-time favorite reality show, Judge Judy. I tell you, I love me some Judge Judy. That woman is highly intelligent, has a quick wit. She is so smart. She always says on the show that she's not there for her looks, but for her brains, and it's true. And the gentleman that plays the bailiff, Bird, is that his name? Bird? Don't you look at some of them and say to yourself, you know, I could do that job. I could walk to the desk of the person that's sitting behind it, the judge, and hand her documents that, or hand him, whoever's the judge, hand that person documents or whatever from the litigant, the defendant, the plaintiff. I could do that job, and I could get paid the money. But I'm sure he's probably had some stepping stones and paid some dues that I don't know about. But that is my all-time favorite program. And I take both episodes every day. I absolutely love it. And sometimes I'll filter out and I'll watch The People's Court. Or I will watch, who's the other gentleman? Oh, gosh, I can't think of his name. Who was rough as a kid. And then he changed his life. Now he's a judge. What is his name? Oh, my gosh. Okay, I can't think of his name. It's going to be one of those things where after I hang up from taping this show, I'm going to think about it. But you probably know who I'm talking about, the other judge that's on. Not Judge Joe Brown. But I can't think of his name. I'm sure it'll come to me. But I watched some of the other judge shows that are out there. That was my point. And Judge Judy is definitely my all-time favorite. Now, the final show that I want to talk with you about today is X Factor. And it's one that's supposed to be coming out any day now, one that is produced by Simon, who has to be like a zillionaire by now. And he has Paula, who will be on it. And I don't know if I'm going to watch this show or not. My understanding is that it's similar to American Idol, but it is wider in regards to the age ranges. So we'll see. I think I need to see more of the promos and more of what's out there in order to really determine whether or not I'm going to watch that show or not. So we'll see. I'll have to keep y'all posted. Maybe if I had some way to call up Simon or to call up Paula and say, hey, what's X Factor about? Maybe if I had some way to do that, then I would truly make a commitment right now to watch it, but right now I'm undecided, so we shall see. So as I come to a close here, I want to tell you about two shows that are coming up that I am going to do, and the next one I cannot wait to broadcast. It's going to be on September 24th. and it's in regards to the National Civil Rights Museum and the Lorraine Hotel. It is the site where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. And over the summer, if you've been following this show, then you know over the summer I went to visit the museum, visit the site. It was absolutely breathtaking, absolutely educational, and I learned a great deal. It was a life-altering journey, and I cannot wait to do that program and talk more about it. It'll be September 24th, 10 o'clock in the evening. Mature audience, and I cannot wait to do it. Check it out. And then coming up on September 30th, I will do the first segment of Story Time, and I will be talking about my favorite passages of the Bible, and there are many, and I will be reading from the Bible as well. And the purpose, again, of Story Time is to bring this back home a little bit to publishing. Again, not let it overshadow the radio show, but to bring it back home a bit to publishing and to talk about some books that are out there that are extremely powerful and to read some stories to you. So I hope I pick some of your favorites and some that you enjoy as well. Now, as I truly come to a close, I want to remind you of how to reach me by email. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. I am out there also in cyberspace on MySpace and Facebook. And I know I am not out there as often as I would like to be, but I am out there, and especially Facebook, more so than MySpace. So certainly look me up and check me out. Become a friend of this show. Follow the program. You never know what the topic's going to be. You never know when I may pop in and do a show, as actually I did a few days ago when I talked about living with glaucoma. So you definitely want to become a follower of the show and a friend of the show. And you could do so by going over to blogtalkradio.com/Ellisec, and Ellisec is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. And then just a reminder, I am the author of 4 different book titles. They're all available on Amazon.com. Please pick up your copies today, especially with the holidays coming, where you may want to do some gift giving. Books are still an inexpensive option, and that can make a difference in a person's life. My 4 book titles are called Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. 2 of my books did win an award and were created as short films, and those 2 books were Becoming a Published Author and Surviving a Layoff. My 2 works of fiction you certainly want to check out, Woman of Integrity and Barrenhood, and again, all 4 on Amazon.com. And then last but not least, I want to tell you I do have 2 new books that are in the works. I can't wait to release those. One will have a Christian base, the other will not, and that's all I'll say about that. Until we talk again, until you listen to this show again, I will keep you in my prayers and my thoughts. I appreciate you listening to this program and all the feedback that you've given me and your continued support. Don't miss the show on September 24th. I think you're going to enjoy it. Take care all. May God bless you and have a wonderful weekend.